from the Morongo Casino Studios. It's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Two things women find more pleasurable than sex. And not just with Eric, it's all women.
Macaroni and cheese.
That's what you would say? I guess if it was a woman here, I could ask you. Is it macaroni and cheese?
It's...
I keep forgetting.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I got the boobs. I don't know what else to do.
Well,
here.
So does he.
Yeah, well, true. I mean, that's
really... why the confusion. But all right, so you're a woman. What do you prefer over sex? Find more pleasurable?
We know it's not housekeeping.
Or makeup.
Right. Or trying to be funny.
I mean, none of those. No, I mean, that's obvious.
Fashion.
It's so tough with that because, think of the hungriest you've ever been in your life and then the horniest you've ever been in your life. I mean, when you're the hungriest you've ever been, you've said, oh, my God.
I'm both when I go to IHOP.
IHOP.
So it's like... to compare food and sex, it's
sexist, but there's one thing that I think women love more than sex. And I think it's okay to say you love it. You love to get together with your girlfriends and do what? You go...
pee.
No, not that.
Yeah, but a good pee where you're like, oh my God, I thought I was going to explode.
Looks like the cranberry juice is working.
Start to the nest.
Not shopping.
Shopping.
No, I've never.
That seems so cliche.
I know it is, but I thought it was cliche for a reason.
It's shopping.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It's shopping?
Well, yeah, but it's like. Okay.
But I've never had an orgasm shopping.
I don't think what they're saying here.
Oh.
Clearly, you haven't been to Mervyn's.
Pleasure in a different way, but more pleasurable. Like, you'd rather go shopping than have sex, right? It's a rather than. Oh. Sort of.
Yeah, I think women get pleasure from shopping for whatever reason.
Would you
it's just
rather
in your jeans.
Wow. Have mind-blowing sex today or hit a sale at Penny's?
I would rather have mind-blowing sex.
I know.
Sex.
I mean, bad example.
Yeah.
Or, you know, would you rather have sex today, mind-blowing sex, or it's Amazon Prime Day, 24 hours more for you only?
Does that count as shopping the same as going to a store and browsing through the racks and touching stuff?
It catch up to the planet.
You still get the same rush.
Yes, that counts as shopping.
It can't
because
be
because shopping
same.
Day of the year just happened 24 hours ago.
I know, but clicking on a mouse or tapping on
that's shopping.
That's not the same.
How are you not browsing through different products?
See these things
even
called fingers
more.
And this nose that smells? Going to a store when you're a woman and taking the hangers in your hand and browsing through the sundresses.
Doesn't matter anymore.
No, but I can go on a website and go type in, okay, I'm looking for shirts, okay, short sleeve, V-neck, and then I just page.
They get more
after
excited
page.
About getting the boxes outside of their front door because they feel like it's Christmas every day from
That's
Amazon.
That's true.
And then they can send it all right back if it doesn't fit. So it's really, they're getting gifts every day.
And then
you shopping even better online.
Yes, right, and then you forget what you ordered, so you're like, I don't even remember what I ordered. Yeah.
You have a problem.
Yeah, I do. I know.
Do you drink and shop? Online?
Well,
that
I did,
way you forget
did,
what you ordered. Like,
I
what is this?
I did get drunk
Surprise.
One night. No, but I opened that second bottle when I shouldn't have. Uh-huh. And I don't know if it was QVC, but it was one of those shows. I don't know if it was that.
Oh, you got hooked.
And oh my God, they did a whole segment on the Vitamix blender. I was like, honey, I'm going to make this nut butter, fresh nut butter.
That's ironic.
I know. it was just like, they could do everything with that. And I got that Vitamix blender. It's like $500. It is still in the box.
$500.
And I know it's amazing. I'm sure if I just get it out and put it on the counter, I might use it.
What was the freebie? Set of steak knives?
I think they put in some containers.
Oh,
like
10
once
minutes.
You make your nut butter, they've got these little.
So it was the nut butter that sold you,
Frank. Because
not the fact that you can just blend up smoothies with a bunch of vegetables.
Everything. No, the nut butter got me because they start talking about how you go and you think you're being healthy and you buy almond butter and it's got all of this in it and like here you take a handful of almonds. Fresh.
You know how many almonds you're supposed to eat, Heidi, to be healthy?
What?
The size of your thumb. Not making a whole Vitamix full of nut butter and spooning it out into your face with a ladle. That's still not good for you.
Oh, well, good thing I haven't opened the box and made any. But I did not know that, and that's good to
know. It's true.
As you just go, I'm eating pistachios.
Oh, yeah, when you got the bowl of nuts out there and you're going about third handful in. Yeah. That's not good for you at that point.
Yeah.
One thumb of nuts.
Yeah, when you find out, 13 grams of fat and some pistachios.
So what about peanut butter? One slather with a knife, that's it? Rather than half the jar of Skippy. Because, I mean,
yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, probably a tablespoon of peanut butter is like a serving for an apple or whatever. But no one does. You just keep, you just keep at it until you're like, oh, feel good.
So funny how you think that's being healthy.
Oh, feel good. I know.
Yeah, it was apples and peanut butter. I made it myself.
Right. Yes. I mean, there's no preservatives in it. You know, the Vitamix guy didn't.
So, yeah, shopping is the right answer.
All right.
But there's two things I'm going to find more pleasurable than sex.
Well, I'm going to go with eating then. I'm going to go with eating.
That's sad.
Baking.
How's that different to sex for you? Baking? Come on. They're finding it pleasurable.
Okay, shopping is one. What else does women do then? Oh, I know.
Talking?
No, going out to dinner.
That's eating, no.
But no, eating means you get going out to dinner, a nice dinner.
So you don't shop online and you don't eat unless you're going out to dinner. Well, no wonder you're so fat.
Let me open a can of soup.
I don't count if I eat at home.
Yeah, well, eating a can of soup at home is having or dinner.
It's not as enjoyable as going down to Sizzler and having a nice or Red Lobster.
I always see girls' nights at Sizzler, too. Whatever. It's like bachelorette parties are always at Sizzler. Eric, you got any guesses?
I think maybe looking good. My wife measures herself. She doesn't weigh herself because that
measures herself.
Yeah, but she'll go, I lost an inch in my waist. Look at me. I've seen her derive more pleasure from looking good in the mirror and feeling good about herself in her clothes or whatever it is. Weight loss.
So she'd rather work out to look better than to have sex with you.
Yeah.
She'd rather lose an inch than take your inch.
Ooh, on his birthday.
See how funny I am in the last hour?
She'd rather lose an inch than gain a half.
Is that right? Weight loss?
No, it's not.
Damn it.
Lisa May, you got an idea for what's number two for more pleasurable than sex for women?
This is just for me. I don't think it's going to be in there, but if I am watching a TV show that is, like, amazing, I get, like, a buzz off it. Like, I physically get a buzz.
And you get excited thinking about, I'm going home tonight, I'm going to watch the last three episodes of this, and
yeah.
Watching TV.
That's me.
Watching a show.
Oh, yeah.
No, but I would have put that up there, too. Like, women rather read a novel about good sex than actually have good sex. Or watch a show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, you can look forward to it. You're like, oh, I'm binging tonight.
Two people making love and going to make love.
I can't wait to binge tonight. Oh, my God.
Sammy, you got an idea?
I'm going to say, like, napping or sleeping. Seriously. There's nothing better than a great nap.
Yeah, that's a good answer, too.
After sex, there's nothing better than a great nap.
Nothing puts you out.
So if your man says, honey, I'm in the mood, let's do it. You go, no, I'd rather sleep.
If I am that tired, yes, I would rather nap, and then I'll wake up and we'll have sex when I'm refreshed.
Yeah.
How about you just nap through it? Two birds here, huh?
It's not going to take long anyway.
Is it sleeping?
It's not napping, no.
Damn it, we're never going to get this.
Shopping and traveling.
Traveling?
No.
Really?
I thought women stressed out with travel because you have all your bags and stuff because you don't know where you're going to be or where you're going to go, what shoes is going to match, whatever. And so it seems like a pain in the ass for women to travel. It's a pain in the ass for men to travel with women.
Yep. I know.
Yeah, I'm not sure I buy that one. And a lot of women, do they not, Heidi? Do they not make itineraries and plans? And it's like little Martha Stewart. You get everything all planned and the stress of keeping on the schedule and getting there when you need to get there.
Someone would like that, I guess.
It is nothing but a stress ball.
And then here's something in this survey. 95% of women, so damn near all of them, said they would prefer great love over great sex. What the hell does that mean?
Well, that makes sense.
Oh, Frank Kramer.
Frank, can we learn nothing? You remember Barry White? The singer guy, Barry White, the big fat sweaty guy.
Yeah.
He made love to his women in his songs. That was love. Hey, baby, we got to figure that out, didn't we?
Well, but they're not even talking about making love. They're just talking about being love.
I don't even know what that means. So you don't even know what this means.
I do, too. I learned from Barry White. Listen to the guy.
No, he is effing.
It doesn't matter. He's fat, sweaty. It doesn't matter. He's making love.
All right, pack it up.
I don't know about that.
I mean,
there's been a times that we've loved and we've shared love and made love. It doesn't seem to me like it's enough.
It's just not enough, baby.
It's just not enough, baby.
It's not enough.
It's just not enough.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm still, this guy
can't get enough.
It's like the epitome of a romantic.
No, he's insatiable sex freak.
That's right.
He can't get enough of your love, babe. He's like, many times we share genitals and loved on each other's genitals. There's just not enough. I can't love your
genitals.
It's
that early
enough,
sex
work.
That's right.
Can't get enough of your genitals, baby.
It doesn't have to be about sex. It could just be having. Well, it could be.
Substitute love for, yeah.
Genitals.
Right. That's what he's saying.
It's hard to rhyme with genitals. That's why I think genitals of love.
Yeah. Genitals. Nothing about genitals.
Yeah, he's talking about I want some of your love.
Anyway, so some of his other songs be like, we got it figured out, baby. We got a thing going on, baby. I mean, it wasn't always about just doing it. It was just the act of we're this great couple. It's got everything going perfect. All cylinders are firing. We're in sync. It's nothing but love, love,
but obviously
love.
All women have the same idea of what this means because 95% of them chose great love over great sex.
Yeah.
Because great sex doesn't last, let's say great sex, whatever, 15, 20 minutes. Great love lasts a lifetime.
Shut up.
God.
God, you're gross.
Almost got John just rolling my eyes that much.
I think what it means is it's the need for women to control their men so much that they consider great love to be whatever she wants to do, he's on board with it. So
yes,
it's like a great love would be like, hey, honey, let's go plant flowers in the flower garden. He's like, yes, dear. And they're planting flowers. And then if she wants to make love at that point, honey, let's go make love. And then they'll go make love. And, honey, let's go binge watch a movie. All right, dear. Hey, honey, let's go get whatever I want to eat tonight for dinner. Okay, dear. And she's like, this is a great love, isn't it?
Okay, she's got a little weaselly, wimpy, spineless love slave.
That's what I think every woman secretly wants. She'd rather have a great love as a spineless love slave.
No.
They would never admit they want it. Here they did. They did right here. 95% of them.
Or I've heard Heidi say she wants this, well, in this case, woman, but to be...
yeah.
If you were in a straight relationship, wouldn't you want a man, a big, strong man, to protect you and put his wing over
yes.
you and look out for you,
only
provide
for you? Only when
she
wants him to do that.
100%.
If he can't do that on his own all the time because she needs to control when he does that. When she needs to be protected is when she wants it.
Mm.
It's total control. It was so funny. Last night, we're sitting at dinner, and my mother-in-law got my daughter the love languages book, the 5 love languages,
mm-hmm.
okay? And I guess it's like, you know, acts of service, touch, words of affirmation, like whatever you need from somebody to make you feel love. So if it's kind words and Heidi's is words of affirmation, then you just tell her how much you love her all the time and she feels loved. If it's acts of service, maybe it's, hey, get up and make your guy breakfast in the morning. It's an act of your acts of service make him feel loved if that's what makes him feel loved. Mm-hmm. And so we're discussing this last night. I go, you know, I think mine's touch. And my lady goes, no, it's not.
Oh, no.
I'm like,
you can't.
Well, who are you to tell me what my language of love is?
Right.
It's not, because I test you, and you're like, hey, get off me. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
I'm like, but I'm thinking about it. You know, I'm trying to, I think everybody's language of love, maybe it's a pie. And all those
right.
things are the language of love, but there's certain things that weigh more for each individual.
That's
makes
right.
sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm not so touchy, but when, you know, there's a, just a nice little touch on the arm, just to, you know, lovingly. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, that makes me feel loved. And so it does. So I just mentioned that touch is one of them. I got told. I got shot down. No, it's not.
Maybe you don't.
Your language of love is gifts. I'm like, who gives me anything?
Gifts?
I know. Like, what? I go,
No one gives me anything.
I buy it for myself.
No, maybe she meant that's how you show your love to people is you give them things.
Yeah, I'll give people gifts.
So that, but maybe if that's not her love language, she's like, you can pile up all the diamonds in the cars. That's not how
yeah,
I feel
the love
from
is
you.
How, what you need to feel love. But to have someone who you're with tell you what your love language is after you tell them what it is, that's not what that book's about.
No.
You're supposed to listen, and maybe that's how we discuss. So if we're having a problem, we don't need to go to therapy. We can just read this book and go, well, I never knew that you needed the words of affirmation. Maybe I'll get up every morning and tell you I love you before I leave for work if that's what you need. Doesn't really make sense to me because I don't need that. I'd like you to give me a hug and kiss before I leave because I like touch.
Well, here's the thing. The only thing I can figure that she would think differently than you is maybe you need the touch, but you're not giving the touch.
Doesn't matter.
Well, it's different.
No, the language is what you get.
Right. Hers might be something totally different.
What language I understand is love. It's not what language I'm speaking. It's what language I hear.
So you want to be touched, yet you don't necessarily have to touch her back.
Right, right.
That's right.
Because that might not mean anything to her.
And it may not be a sexual touch. It's a touch of the hand saying, hey, babe, can I get you something? Hey, babe,
point is about
later.
Being controlling and in a relationship. Yeah. It's like being told what it is. It's like, that's ultimate control. I think that's what 95% of women want. They want to go, this is what I need you to be. I'm going to get you to change in, put you in this little box, and your language of love is going to be this. Because this is how I want to love you. So you better learn my language of love, how I give love, because I'm not going to listen to you.
I think most guys are already out of the relationship by that.
I was like, that's great. Awesome. Can somebody pass me another roll?
So really, this did more harm than good.
Oh, it really did. I was like, this
why
is
bother
wonderful.
Talking?
What we have here is a failure to communicate.
That was the whole point, is when you get the book, it is to open up communication things you don't understand.
And so you don't want to know sometimes what you find out. Can you handle this now? Now you got a big problem you didn't have before.
If you shut it down and tell somebody that it's not their love language, that's the total epitome of control and insult.
That's right. Because you can't tell me how I feel. You're like, no. And it's like, no, how can my feeling be wrong?
You're gonna I'm open telling up you how and, I feel. I want you to be vulnerable to me. Okay, I'm going to open up and be vulnerable. No, you don't feel like that. Thanks.
That doesn't make any sense.
Right. It's insane.
Thanks for letting me open up and you stopping at my heart and tell me I feel like something else. Thank you.
So really, there is no incorrect answer. There is no no. And she said no. And no. Well,
it's an exercise in listening to the other person. And even if you don't get it, give. Whatever they need.
Right.
You're because
like,
you
hey,
love
listen,
them.
I don't
you
need
just don't
to touch
know how.
You, but I need...
What's your love language, Eric?
Mine, I'm looking at them.
Is it birthday cake? Happy birthday to you! Where the hell are these people? It's 9:20. Happy birthday! Okay, I guess the staff got you a cake, but they couldn't make it across the street in time. It's the thought that counts, right, Eric?
You.
Is that your love language? The thought?
Yes, gifts? Words of affirmation. Definitely not gifts, because I don't have any of those.
No.
Is it words of affirmation? So
it
it's
is,
like
yes.
Letting you know you're doing a great job, Eric.
That's all
you're
I
doing
need.
A great job, Eric.
You are doing a great job, Eric.
All right, you
we
say something
you.
Nice to Eric now on his birthday for love language.
Eric, I think you're doing an excellent job.
I just said that. Do something different.
Well, I'm just the first part of sentence. And for someone who looks like a small child... You're a big, big man.
Oh, God. That's
it kind of works.
So
it kind of works.
To me.
All right. Heidi, give some love language to Eric on his birthday.
You are incredibly talented. Wow. I've always told you how talented you are, and you could go anywhere in the world and do anything you want because you're that talented.
Aww.
Oh, she just said the same thing three times.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm very talented.
You could leave.
You are very talented.
You could leave here and do anything you
I was
want.
Trying to plant
why
seeds.
You, why you stay?
Get the hell out of here.
Oh, yeah. Reverse psychology. I like it. All right, Sammy, say something loving to Eric on his birthday.
Oh, God,
his love language
so
is words of affirmation.
Okay, everybody quiet.
Okay. Actually, I really appreciate the fact that Eric is a type A workaholic because it makes my life a lot easier. So while
naps.
This is about me, right, Eric, I appreciate how much work you do.
Oh, that's really
all right, great. Lisa May, say something nice about Eric on his birthday.
Well, first of all, he's really talented. but also, you know, Eric and I had a little kerfluffle not too long ago. Between Eric and I, yeah.
A lover spat.
And I gotta say that I so appreciated the way he handled it. And
you can't leave us hanging like that.
Yeah, yes, I totally
tell
can.
Us what the kerfluffle 100%
is. I can.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and he just handled it very well, and we were able to get over it, and I think we have a better relationship for it. And I really
appreciate it.
All right, Jordan, we want to say something nice. Jordan runs our board. He's our engineer. We want to say something nice to Eric.
Well, Eric has tried to fire me like 5 times. So thanks for not being serious about that, Eric.
Wow.
Happy birthday.
So no follow through on being a boss man.
I have a lot of problems with people on the show. All right, Anthony, you want to say something nice to Eric on his birthday? A little love language for him?
Yeah, Eric, when you're not being mean, you're actually kind of cool.
All right.
Not working out like I hoped.
Johnny, you want to step up here? Johnny runs our website and all the social media is Anthony, but the website and
I mean,
app
what can I
here.
Say that everybody hasn't already said?
Heartfelt and sincere. Very meaningful, that one.
Very nice. Very nice.
That's the most meaningful.
Oh, happy birthday to you. Here's everybody. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Eric. Happy birthday to you!
Yeah!
You guys got me some sort of fruitcake. Thank you.
Yeah. They didn't get the memo. You're allergic to strawberries. But
oh,
whatever.
No,
it's the thought
fine.
That counts. It's the
thank
thought
you
that
guys.
Counts.
Yeah,
maybe you'll swell in all the right places.
Thank you so much. Dodge Rocco, our boss over here, you want to say something nice to Eric? His love language is words of affirmation. So do you want to say something nice to him on his birthday to make him feel loved?
He's borderline.
Here, get on the mic over here. Get on the mic over here.
Eric, I think you are absolutely the most amazing human being. You are an awesome dad, and you are an awesome friend to all of your friends here.
Aww. Oh, my God. That was good.
That was really good.
She says that. She says that to all the women.
Keith, get in there, program director. Say something nice to Eric on his birthday. He uses that language of love.
This is going to be tough, Keith.
You are absolutely not the most amazing person in the world, and I need to talk to you after the show pronto.
All right.
Bring your headphones.
All right. Okay.
Love you, Eric.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Well,
yes, happy birthday, Eric. Thanks, everybody, for listening to the show. And thanks to Toyota SoCal for putting the show on to begin with.
Oh, yeah.
Marcy's coming next. Marcy, you want to say something nice to Eric before we pass the ball to you? Something nice?
Shaking your head, don't come to me. No,
okay,
I have nothing.
You want to turn
Eric, you're very talented. And you are such a hard worker. And you're a cool guy. You're
cool
just
guy.
An all-around cool guy.
Thanks.
You help me out a lot. So thank you.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm glad. I am happy to work here with all of you people. And Dawn has expressed her love for me recently and told me she'd like to keep me around for a while. So
yes.
I'm proud to announce that I'm part of the show for as long as we're here.
Yay!
Love you, Eric. Yeah.
Thanks for saying the nice things about us, but my love language is gifts, so give me something.
Yeah,
all right? I don't need your love language. Give me gifts.
I like things being done for me.
They carried the cake out. Bring it back in, please. They carried the cake out. The birthday boy's in here.
Yeah.
They took the cake with them.
They really did. They took the cake to the kitchen.
They actually think you're allergic to strawberries. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. It's the blueberries he's allergic to.
Yeah.
All right. Let's apologize to those of you that we have offended and get the hell out of here.
Sorry, people have had kerfluffles with Lisa.
Yeah.
Mervyn shoppers, overnight campers, and homeless mutual fund investors.
Dying dogs, BJ's Wholesale, cord cutters, and skinny Frosty.
Hot dogs, my in-laws, Circle K, and Flying J.
Indiana millionaires, Ruben Studdard, Clay Aiken, overweight organists, and the End Cave Band.
My foster dog, Mr. B, Ricky Skaggs, Coupon Carl, and Permit Patty.
My dead dog, Montana, Ken Griffey Jr., Dragon Ball Z, and dwarfs.
President Trump, diabetics, my gardener, and tile layers.
Africanized honeybees, Tennessee women, the Thai soccer team, and nut butter lovers.
People crushed by rocks, teenage Bigfoots, fat moms, and kids with whooping cough. You really have to listen to the whole show. We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.